You watch a high-speed bullet train, right? And there's this this illusion of total effortless control.
Oh, absolutely. It looks completely foolproof.
Yeah, I mean, it's on a fixed track, it's heavily automated, it's hitting like 300 kilometers an hour, but someone actually had to engineer and lay those
Right,
tracks.
the machine didn't just invent the route.
Exactly. Someone had to program the exact braking distances for every single curve. If you take that same multi-million-dollar automated train and you drop it in the middle of an open field and just tell the computer to go fast,
It just crashes.
it crashes immediately. And, you know, that is exactly what happens when you step up to manage a massive multi-channel performance marketing budget and just hand over the keys to an automated bidding algorithm.
Yeah, without setting the right guardrails, you were basically dropping the train in an open field. Welcome to today's deep dive, by the way.
Yes, welcome. We have a great mission today. We are pulling directly from Chapter 3 of a fantastic course on performance marketing budget management.
And this is really for you, the listener, who is maybe 2 to 5 years in. You are a mid-level performance marketer, and you are stepping into multi-channel budget ownership.
Right, because you are no longer just launching single campaigns anymore. You are managing a whole portfolio. So today, we are building your bulletproof decision framework for automated bidding strategies.
Because the stakes shift dramatically at this level.
Yeah.
You already know where to put your budget, right? But allocation just dictates the spend.
It just tells the platform how much money it has.
Exactly. The bid strategy dictates how the platform's algorithm actually behaves inside the live auction. And if you misconfigure this, you face two very specific nightmares.
Oh, the volume versus margin nightmares.
Yep. First, you chase efficiency at the cost of volume. So the algorithm over-restricts your bids, your campaign stops spending, and, well, you miss your revenue
Which
targets.
your boss is gonna love.
Right, exactly. Or, second nightmare, you chase volume at the cost of your margin. The algorithm successfully spends every dime of your daily budget, but it acquires customers at a massive loss because, you didn't cap its aggression.
So today we're going to unpack the exact rules of engagement for Google Ads and Meta. We're getting into TCPA, TROAS, max conversions, and exactly when to yank the steering wheel back and go completely manual.
But before we get to specific platform levers and acronyms, we have to talk about paying your data debt.
Yes, the foundational rule. You cannot pick a strategy without knowing your campaign's historical data depth.
Right. Every bid strategy decision tree has to start with three mandatory questions.
Yeah.
First, what is this campaign actually optimizing for? Is it sheer volume? Is it revenue? Or is it awareness?
Okay, that makes sense.
Second, do you have a hard performance target based on your unit economics, like its specific cost per acquisition? And third, and this is the filter where, honestly, most marketers fail, do you have the conversion volume to mathematically support the AI?
Because the golden rule from all our sources is incredibly clear on this. You never start smart bidding with a target on a campaign that does not have a dense conversion history.
Never. But marketers do it constantly. They launch a brand new campaign. They know their unit economics require, say, a 500 cost per acquisition, and they immediately slap a target CPA of 500 odd on it on day one.
It's like hiring a contractor to build your house, handing them a strict, non-negotiable budget, and completely refusing to show them the blueprints.
That is a perfect analogy.
You demand a very specific outcome, but the algorithm has literally zero blueprints for what a successful outcome actually looks like for your specific business.
Because the algorithm is building a probabilistic model. It needs a critical mass of historical blueprints, right? A
Yeah.
dense cluster of converting users to identify the shared signals among them.
Right, the device they use, the time of day, all of that.
Exactly. Only then can it venture out into the auction and confidently find new users with those same behavioral signals at your specified price. This is why the platforms enforce strict data minimums.
Let's talk about those minimums, because they are non-negotiable. Google needs at least 30 conversions per month, right?
Yeah, 30 in the past 30 days is the absolute floor to even enable target-based smart bidding. Though, honestly, 50 or more is highly recommended for any real statistical reliability.
And Meta is also pretty strict about this. They require 50 optimization events per ad set within a 7-day window.
Right.
So let's dig into the mechanics of what happens when a Meta campaign falls below that 50 event threshold. The platform slaps that big learning limited warning on the ad set. What is actually breaking down in the background?
Well, when you fall below that volume, the algorithm's statistical confidence intervals just become way too wide.
The signal to noise ratio is broken.
Precisely. It cannot confidently separate true buyer intent from random clicks.
Yeah.
And because the predictive model isn't stable, delivery becomes highly erratic. The system essentially enters this really expensive guessing game.
Oh, I've seen this. It bids way too high on low intent users.
Yes. It bids high, realizes its mistake, panics, pulls back completely, and then your ad set just stops delivering. And when it does manage to spend, your cost per result typically spikes because the bidding is entirely uncalibrated.
Okay, so if my confidence intervals are broken because the data pool is simply too shallow, my instinct as a multi-channel budget owner is to stop fragmenting my data.
Right.
I would want to take like 3 or 4 small ad sets and just smash them together into one consolidated audience to pool those conversions. Does that structural change actually fix the algorithm?
Consolidation is absolutely the most effective remedy. You combine those fragmented audiences, funnel all the budget into one single ad set, and suddenly those 15 conversions here and 20 conversions there become 60 conversions in a single pool.
And boom, you exit Learning Limited.
Exactly. But if structural consolidation isn't possible, maybe your audiences absolutely have to remain separate, your other option is to move the optimization event up the funnel.
So changing the goalpost.
Yeah. If you simply don't have the traffic to generate 50 purchases a week, you shift the optimization to add to cart. The intent is slightly lower, sure, but you feed the algorithm a much higher volume of data points.
Which allows the statistical model to stabilize.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's follow that logic. Let's assume we have paid our data debt, we have 60 purchases a week, the model is stable. Now we actually need to set our targets without breaking the auction dynamics.
Right, moving from the foundational framework into the specific controls. Let's talk about target CPA.
TCPA. This is your efficiency first automation. When you enable this, you are basically commanding the algorithm to extract the maximum number of conversions possible while keeping the average cost at or below your target.
And the underlying mechanism here is just fascinating. I mean, it evaluates every single auction in milliseconds.
That's crazy fast.
It pulls in user signals, device type, operating system, time of day, geographic location, their historical browsing behavior, and it calculates a predicted conversion rate for that specific user in real time.
So if the predicted conversion rate is high, it bids aggressively. And if it's low, it bids down or just sits out entirely.
Yeah, the math happening behind the scenes is basically predicted conversion rate multiplied by your target CPA equals the maximum cost per click the algorithm is willing to bid.
Which brings up a massive operational dilemma for performance marketers. I mean, if the algorithm is strictly following that formula, what happens when management demands a number that just doesn't match reality?
Oh, the classic boss mandate.
Right. Let's say my historical average CPA is sitting at 650, but the finance team comes in and mandates that our unit economics now require a 400 CPA.
Okay.
The temptation as a marketer is to go into the platform and just set the target at 400 on day one to kind of force the algorithm to be aggressive and drop the costs.
And yielding to that temptation will trigger a catastrophic volume collapse.
Because it's an unrealistic mandate.
Exactly. You have to view the auction through the lens of the algorithm's formula. The system knows how to acquire users at 650. Its historical data, its predictive models, its baseline confidence, all of it is securely anchored to that 650 reality.
So when you suddenly drop the target to this aspirational 400.
The algorithm basically panics. It looks at the real-time auctions coming in, calculates the predicted conversion rates, and realizes that almost none of these users have a high enough probability to mathematically justify a 400 acquisition cost.
So it just refuses to participate. It looks at the auction, realizes it can't hit the boss's mandate, and it walks away.
It over-restricts. It will only enter a tiny microscopic fraction of auctions where the user intent is so overwhelming that a cheap conversion is guaranteed.
Right.
You might see a day where you get like 2 conversions at 400. You technically hit your efficiency goal, but your overall spend flatlines, your volume disappears, and you starve the entire campaign to death.
Wow. Okay, so to satisfy finance without completely breaking the machine, you have to engineer a soft landing.
Yes. You start the TCPA at the 650 historical average. You let the algorithm prove it can stabilize and hit that number consistently for a few days. Then you tighten the target by 5 to 10%.
You drop it to maybe 600.
Exactly. You let it run for 2 weeks, let the predictive model recalibrate to the slightly tighter constraints, and then you tighten it another 5 to 10%. You are systematically training the algorithm to become more efficient.
Without inducing panic.
That is the operational discipline separating junior buyers from multi-channel owners.
Now, TCPA is entirely focused on a binary outcome rate. Did the conversion happen? Yes or no?
Correct.
But for a lot of businesses, conversions are not created equal. A media buyer managing an e-commerce portfolio needs target ROAS.
Yeah, TRAS is revenue-first automation. Instead of treating every conversion as just a binary one or zero, the algorithm optimizes for the actual transaction value. It tries to maximize total revenue while maintaining your target return on ad spend.
But to execute that, the algorithm needs an entirely different data feed. A simple pixel fire isn't enough anymore. You actually have to pass back transaction-level value parameters dynamically.
And this is exactly where we run into the garbage data trap.
The famous garbage in, garbage out problem.
A single flaw in your tracking code completely destroys the auction dynamics here.
Yeah.
We see this constantly. A developer misconfigures the conversion tracking, and instead of dynamically pulling the actual cart value, the pixel passes a hard-coded fixed value of, say, $999 for every single purchase.
Oh, man. So enabling TROAS with that data is actually worse than doing nothing at all.
Oh, it's terrible, because the algorithm's entire mandate is to optimize toward the exact value signal it receives if every purchase looks mathematically identical to the system.
Like, if it sees a $999 value for a user buying a 100 pair of socks and the exact same €999 value for someone buying a 5,000 euro winter coat.
Right. It cannot differentiate the whale from the minnow.
Yeah.
It'll be the exact same amount for both users. It's essentially flying blind.
You are commanding it to maximize revenue, but feeding it a data stream where all users have the exact same financial worth.
Exactly. So the core directive for anyone taking over a multi-channel budget is to run a comprehensive audit on your conversion value parameters before you ever touch the TROAS lever.
You have to check for hard-coded placeholders, verify currency matching, and just ensure the dynamic variables are actually firing correctly.
Because without clean value data, TROAS is just a highly complex way to burn money.
Okay. So we've established the rules for when you have the data and when you have strict targets, but performance marketing requires constantly testing and launching new initiatives.
All the time.
What do you do when you are launching a brand new campaign and you don't have those 30 to 50 historical conversions? You have to build the data foundation from scratch.
Which introduces the uncapped modes, max conversions on Google, and lowest cost on Meta.
Right. When you deploy these strategies, you strip away the CPA targets entirely. You just give the platform your daily budget and tell it to acquire as many results as mathematically possible before midnight, completely, regardless of the individual cost.
And these uncapped modes are highly effective, but they are incredibly volatile. There are three specific environments where they are strategically necessary.
Okay, what's the first one?
The first is new campaign launches. Like you said, when you have a blank slate, you need to aggressively acquire that initial batch of 50 conversions so you can eventually graduate the campaign to DCPA. So you use max conversions to essentially buy the initial data.
That makes sense. And the second scenario would be managing seasonal surges, right? Like a Black Friday event.
Oh, absolutely. Demand is explosive, conversion rates are heavily inflated, and your business has a massive tolerance for higher acquisition costs because you just want to capture every ounce of incremental demand before the 24-hour window closes.
Yeah, you definitely don't want a strict CPA target artificially capping your bids and causing you to lose auctions to competitors on literally the most important sales day of the year.
Exactly. And the third scenario is testing completely new campaign architectures where the baseline metrics are unknown.
Give me an example of that.
Sure. So if you launch a Meta campaign driving installs for a new travel app and you're targeting a cold audience, you don't actually know what the market rate for that install is yet.
Right, you have no historical baseline.
If you guess and you put a cost cap of 50 on it, but the actual market clearing price is 80, the campaign will just never spend. So you start on lowest cost, let the algorithm freely navigate the auction to secure those first 50 installs, observe the actual clearing price, and then you lock in your cost cap.
Got it. But the danger of these uncapped modes really lies in their very nature. I mean, leaving max conversions uncapped on a mature, always-on campaign is basically a guaranteed way to destroy your margin.
It's the margin destroyer.
Think about the underlying mechanism here. Leaving max conversions running is like sending an automated buyer to a commercial fish market.
Okay, I like where this is going.
And you give them a strict, non-negotiable mandate to spend exactly $1,000, and buy as many fish as possible before the market closes at 5 p.m.
Right.
So at 9 a.m., the buyer is getting great deals, the market is fresh, but by 4 p.m., they still have $300 left to spend, and all the cheap fish are gone.
And because their primary mandate is to spend the entire budget, they panic.
Exactly. They start paying 10 times the market rate for the last few remaining fish, just to fulfill the daily spend quota.
That is exactly what the bidding algorithm does at the end of the day. It exhausts all the highly efficient, low-cost conversions early.
Mm.
But it still has daily budget remaining.
Because it has to clear the budget.
Yeah, so without a CPA target to restrain it, it enters highly competitive marginal auctions and bids exorbitant amounts just to secure a final few conversions. Your blended acquisition cost skyrockets, and your profit margin completely evaporates.
And this is exponentially worse if you are optimizing for a low-intent, top-of-funnel event, like a page view, right?
Oh, don't even get me started. The algorithm will gorge itself. It'll spend your entire budget on the cheapest, lowest-quality clicks it can find just to maximize the raw number of events. It delivers absolutely zero actual business value.
Okay, before we move on from uncapped modes, we need to clarify a massive point of confusion regarding Meta's specific terminology. We've mentioned Meta's cost cap, which functions a lot like Google's TCPA. It aims for an average cost over time.
Right.
But Meta also offers bid cap. They sound super similar, but mechanically they are entirely different tools.
Cost cap manages your average acquisition cost. Bid cap is a hard, impenetrable ceiling on the individual auction.
It's just not an average.
Not at all. It dictates the absolute maximum amount Meta is mathematically allowed to bid in any single micro auction. It is profoundly volume restrictive.
So when do you even use it?
You only deploy BidCap in brutal, highly competitive auctions where your unit economics dictate that you absolutely cannot exceed a certain cost under any circumstances.
Yeah.
If you use BidCap as just a default setting, you will severely choke your delivery.
Wow. Okay. So we've built a whole framework around these incredibly sophisticated AI models. I mean, they analyze millions of behavioral signals. They predict conversion probabilities. They automate the heavy lifting of media buying.
They do a lot of work.
But mastering automated bidding as a multi-channel owner also requires knowing when the AI is actually working against your best interests.
Yes, there are specific modern scenarios where taking the wheel and reverting to manual CCC or manual CPM is demonstrably superior.
The 2026 manual bidding survivor.
Exactly. And the most glaring example of smart bidding outsmarting itself is branded search.
Really? Why branded search?
Well, when a user explicitly searches for your exact brand name, the dynamics of that auction are completely unique. The user intent is near 100%. Your expected conversion rates are massive, and typically your competitor conquesting is relatively low.
Wait, but if I put branded search on manual CPC, aren't I missing out on all the real-time predictive signals smart bidding uses? Like the device targeting, the time of day adjustments, the behavioral profiling. Why would I voluntarily sacrifice that predictive power?
You sacrifice it because predictive power is completely useless when intent is already guaranteed.
Oh, I see.
The algorithm is designed to find difficult, nuanced conversions. With a branded search, the conversion is largely a foregone conclusion. The user is literally typing in your name.
So what does the algorithm do?
If you apply smart bidding to a branded campaign, the algorithm will look at a user with a high probability of converting, and it will artificially inflate your bid. It will pay $4 for a click that you could have easily won for 50 cents on manual.
Just to pad its own stats.
Yes. It uses your budget to overpay for a guaranteed conversion, just so it can claim credit for the sale and pad its own performance metrics.
That is wild.
Mature multi-channel operators keep their branded search locked down on manual CPC. You set a bid high enough to maintain a 95% impression share, and you actively prevent the AI from taxing you on your own brand equity.
Okay, that is a huge takeaway. And the second scenario requiring manual intervention.
That's when testing new creative concepts or entirely new keyword groups, which really brings us full circle right back to the data debt problem.
Because if you launch a radically different ad variant, there is no historical blueprint for that specific creative. The algorithm has no signal to work with.
And when smart bidding lacks signal, it defaults to guessing.
And letting an algorithm guess inside a live auction is an incredibly expensive way to run a test.
Way too expensive. You need a tightly controlled environment to measure true creative performance. So you deploy the test on manual CPC, you control the exact bid level, you ensure the new creative variant receives enough impressions to gather statistically significant data.
And then, once the variant has proven its conversion rate, you hand the mature data back to the automated algorithm.
Exactly. You engineer the system. You don't just act as a passenger on the train.
I love that. That is the ultimate playbook for multi-channel bidding. You have to respect the data minimums, never demand a target from an algorithm without giving it the 30 to 50 conversions it actually needs to build a predictive model.
Yep, pay your data debt.
And when you deploy TCPA, anchor it to your historical average, not your aspirational goals. Systematically walk the target down to avoid starving the auction.
Soft landings.
Use uncapped modes aggressively to acquire initial data or capitalize on seasonal surges, but kill them before they destroy your margin on mature campaigns. And, of course, ruthlessly utilize manual CPC to protect your branded search terms from algorithm inflation.
Because your responsibility as a budget owner isn't just to feed the machine money. It's to build the parameters that force the machine to serve your specific unit economics rather than allowing the machine to just serve its own internal spend quotas.
So true. But as you implement these controls across your portfolio, I want to leave you, our listener, with a final provocative thought concerning the broader mechanics of cross-platform attribution.
This is where things get really interesting.
Right. So if you follow this framework perfectly, Google is efficiently driving conversions via TCPA, and Meta is aggressively securing them via cost cap. Both engines are humming. But consider the reality of the modern consumer journey.
It's rarely a straight line.
Exactly. A user sees your Meta ad on Monday, they click it, but they don't buy. Then on Tuesday, they remember the product, they do a Google search, click your search ad, and complete the purchase.
A very common scenario.
Both platforms' automated bidding algorithms are going to look at their internal telemetry, and both are going to claim 100% absolute credit for that exact same transaction.
Oh, absolutely they will.
You have mastered how to bid for conversions within each silo. But if you don't understand how these platforms overlap and cannibalize each other's reporting, are you about to pay two different walled gardens for the exact same customer?
That is the big question.
The trains are moving at 300 kilometers an hour, but if you aren't watching where the tracks intersect, the collisions happen completely out of sight. Think about that for your own campaigns. Until next time, keep diving deep.